Jimmy have been best friends like our whole lives. We're about to get high for the first time.
Can we have drugs, please?
Welcome into another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. My name is Jeff. This is my friend Ahmed. Today we are talking about a series I don't think anybody was asking for, but it pleasantly surprised me. That would be the Ted series on Peacock. It's a prequel to Ted 1 and Ted 2 by Seth MacFarlane. Ahmed's cats, very big fans of this show. Ahmed, what did you think of it?
So at first I was kind of just like not interested just because I'm a little Seth MacFarlane burned out, like Seth MacFarlane out. But it was surprisingly charming. It did grow on me. As we'll go into it later, I'll describe it as like a charmingly trash TV.
Yes.
Know, things that like a guilty pleasure, if you will. And this is not a dig at Seth MacFarlane. I want to make that clear. And I'll talk more about that as we go in. But no, I was pleasantly and begrudgingly surprised.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Ahmed texts me about 20 minutes in and he's like, I'm not feeling this. And I was like, just keep watching. And unlike our Good Burger episode, I'm happy it did grow on you. It surprised me too, because I am kind of burnt out on Seth MacFarlane. I like Family Guy when it first came out and then when they brought it back on Fox, but I haven't watched that show in 15 years, maybe.
I still watch American Dad. I loyally too. I really like that show. I think it's his best work. Which kind of is why I'm like, just put more effort in that. But, you know, hey, I can't blame Seth MacFarlane for wanting to keep going and just explore all these different avenues and whatnot.
Yeah. And the thing I like about this is it feels like a live action Family Guy show. Is like you have the Bennett family, you have Maddie, who is the dad in this show, who's kind of like a more fucked up Peter Griffin, I guess. And then I just think that the kid who plays John Bennett is very charming. I love the cousin in here, Blair. I thought she was a great addition to the cast. And the mom, Suze, who is kind of like the most innocent person in this entire setup. But yeah, I think the likable characters and just some hilarious episodes really put this over the top for me.
But it's funny you bring that up, that it's like a live action Family Guy. It's really kind of reminiscent of 90s family sitcoms, which is, I'm guessing, what Seth MacFarlane is very, very familiar with. He's, you know, got chops in Hanna-Barbera and animated cartoons. So, and he likes the family dysfunction. So it's formulaic in that regard, where it's, you know, a father, a son, a daughter, who's usually the voice of reason, a son who's a little bit weird, you know, and then there's the mom who's the quiet housewife. You know, this is how those family sitcoms used to be. And Seth MacFarlane would take it a step further by creating an inanimate object, whether that was Brian the talking dog, Roger the alien, Klaus the fish, and Cleveland Show, which was like a co-created, I believe, if not created by him, where they had a talking bear. So it's not uncommon for him to have this. It's almost formulaic, but he does have a good cast. He selected a good amount of people, but that was what I had problems with, saying like, oh my God, it's just another one of these things. Like, how many more are we going to get? I get it. You like TV in the 90s. And I was being very jaded. I can admit that. But it's just one of those, it's kind of like, it could be an introduction to other people like that have never understood this style of comedy. We grew up with Seth MacFarlane's comedy, but this is more for like the younger generation who don't know, his work, and maybe don't know classic, you know, British style comedy, which is also something that influenced him, like the sketch comedy from like people like Monty Python and shit like that.
Yeah, and like there's so many sitcom tropes on display here. There's the early episodes when they're pretending to be the dad of the bully Clive, and that shit just had me cracking up. Oh my God. They, you know, go to the mall with $20 to try to get him a birthday present, and they're proud of him for getting a C+ on his algebra test. And he's like, I aced the test, Dad. I got a C+.
That, like, well, C had isn't me exactly dying. Acing it. Yeah. Well, and that kind of comedy duo is like, you can only have that, but it reminded me of like what also might have inspired, you know, other comedy duos like Key and Peele. So like, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's very, very early 90s, like Family Matters type of comedy. And, you know, I think that Seth MacFarlane as Ted is just charming in his own way. Just, I think he's kind of become like a pop culture icon, not so much as like Homer Simpson or Bart Simpson or somebody like that. But I think for like a newer generation, like a Gen Z who maybe did start getting into the Ted movies in the last decade, I think kind of this is their, like you said, introduction into this type of comedy. Is there any episodes or scenes that did stand out to you here, Amit?
There was that, the last episode, where, you know, John is trying to get lucky. He's trying to, you know, have sex on prom night, which is another trope in and of itself. But, he and Ted are kind of like trying to, you know, you've never unhooked a bra before. So Ted, the teddy bear, has got a fucking bra on him. And he's like, okay, unhook the bra. And he just kind of keeps stepping back. He's like, well, I'm not going to make it easy for you. And just chasing each other in the room. And then when Blair, the cousin, when she walks in, he's like, why are you wearing my bra? And then takes the bra out and the tissues fall out. And he's like, now you know. It's like, oh, Ted stuffs. So yeah. Like, that genuinely made me laugh because there were so many times when it's just, okay, this joke we've heard before in a different light. This is the same kind of jokes. This is inspired by this comic. This is inspired by this sketch. And so I kind of just, I had to really turn it off and just shut up and try to just appreciate it for what it was. And sometimes we need that, you know, we need that. Like, you think fine dining chefs don't make their own meals when they go home? Or do you think they go out and get ramen or takeout? You know what I mean? Like, so like, and that's why I was saying Seth MacFarlane, like, he is a brilliant, you know, he's brilliant when it comes to comedy, when it comes to the artistry. So this is just like, you know, I'm not saying he didn't put his all into it, but he doesn't need to lower himself. And that's kind of why I'm like, I was a little disappointed at first, but then I'm like, oh no, he's just doing this because he's just having fun now. He doesn't need to do this. He wants to do this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And he was committed too. I read he did 2 hours of motion capture a week for this show for 22 straight weeks. Like, he's running around as Ted. And he is 100% committed.
That's another thing. It's like the voice acting in itself is not an easy feat. He's done it so much that like he makes it look easy.
Yeah.
Which when you see him so much, you can kind of get a little burnt out. But the fact that he's still putting his all, like, he deserves his flowers. And Scott Grimes, who plays Maddie, the dad, that's Steve from American Dad.
Is so that really? Holy crap.
Yeah, it is. And Steve is one of my favorite. Well, I mean, all the characters on American Dad are my favorite. But Steve, you know, has singing chops, and that's because Scott Grimes can sing. So it was like, oh, that's so cool to see Scott Grimes, you know, play a live action character. And I also give Seth MacFarlane flowers for being loyal to some of his other friends that, like, you know, like people like Scott Grimes, who he was in Orville too, which I never watched. But, you know, he's good about like hooking people up that, you know, have been his friends. It's not nepotism. I won't give that. It's remembering who were there for you during those times. And Scott Grimes can fucking act. He can sing too. I hope Scott Grimes will put out an album, a Steve R&B album, maybe. Oh, man.
Like the episode when Maddie wishes his dump truck, his toy dump truck alive, was the funniest episode of TV I've seen in a long time. Holy crap. Sitting on the couch with him drinking a beer and talking shit during Christmas dinner. It was hilarious. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And oh my God, like I was annoyed by it, but then I'm like, wait, so you're just going to introduce this fucking truck. What happened to the truck? And then it's such a stupid, stupid ending. And I think Seth MacFarlane will admit, oh yeah, it's stupid as shit. Like,
I kept waiting for the truck to get hit by another truck.
But no, instead he's like, it was a cheesy ending, but hey, you know, endings are usually the hard part. It's easy to start something. It's very difficult to end things. Even stand-up comics, whenever they'll do a bit and then it'll go into a banter with themselves. And there's a lot of banter in this show that has nothing to do with anything, but they're, I guess, his versions of cutaways in Family Guy, and they lead to nothing. And then you're like, but then they admit, oh, I'm too fucked up. I don't want to get high anymore, kind of thing. And it's like a almost Quentin Tarantino-esque, where there's just dialogue on dialogue.
Yeah, for sure. Like there are no cutaways here, but there's a lot of different great elements of this show. It's funny. I have nothing but good things to say.
I had like this one stupid thing that bugged me, and I think I told you.
Yeah.
Like, they never smoked weed before, and then they're smoking out of a fucking soda can. Like,
yes.
Where did they learn that from? The internet? Who the fuck told you to do that?
I was thinking the exact same thing when you texted me that. I was like, oh, all right.
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's like in Friday when Ice Cube has never smoked weed before, but then he just goes, oh, wait, you knew to do that. give me a fucking break.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our ratings, Ahmed, on the Box Office QB's Rival Fantasy Scale. You could go to joinrival.com/boxofficeqbs to get $25 in free play for Rival Fantasy Sports. That'll be our plug for them. But Ahmed, let us know what you would rank this show.
Here's my plug for Ted, the TV series. I give it an all-star, which nice. I'm surprised that I'm giving it that, but this is just because it is, I'll call it charming trash TV. And again, it's not a dig at Seth MacFarlane. I think he's still got it. And he's still interested in getting better. And this is something he wants to do just for, I was reading an article before this where, let me backtrack a little bit. Max Burkholder, who is essentially playing a young Mark Wahlberg, if you will, I think does justice. And I was curious what Mark Wahlberg thought about the whole series. And Seth MacFarlane in an NBC article talked about how they were initially going to do a Ted 3, which I'm glad they didn't do. They did a prequel because Mark Wahlberg's schedule just was too fucking busy. But you couldn't have, but even then, you know, this young man, Max, is doing a great job. I think like he's doing justice by playing the young Mark Wahlberg. I'm interested to see whenever he starts, if he like starts bulking up or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the fact that he tackled that dude in the last episode, like, yeah, because don't make Mark Wahlberg look like a bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, he gets robbed. Mark Wahlberg's gonna kick some ass.
Yeah.
Just like in Ted 1 when he punched that kid. It's like, I'm sorry, but somebody had to go Joan Crawford on him.
Oh my God.
So I give it, and I haven't seen Ted 1 in like 10 years. And I kind of want to stay in that, like, that little bubble where it was like, oh yeah, I love that movie. Ted 2, on the other hand, you know, I think we could have gone without it. Maybe Ted 3 is a good thing they didn't make it. I think here is a great way for you guys, for people to start fresh. I still have my reservations about prequels and reboots, but you know what? I'm happy to give Seth MacFarlane this pass. Please, everyone else, don't fucking make a habit of it. There are original ideas out there. Just listen to the writers. And that's another reason why I'm giving it an all-star, just because the writing is pretty decent. They've got a good cast. I can't wait to see how the series develops. And I found my new guilty pleasure. It's very hard to admit it. I'm dying a little inside.
I am shocked, actually. I thought I was going to come in here defending the show for 20 minutes, and I am pleasantly surprised, Ahmed, because I was pleasantly surprised. Like, I wasn't expecting much. I just wanted to watch something to, you know, not have me think. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you need, like, a stupid, hilarious series, and this is the perfect show to come along right now. Like, start of the year. Get into it. It doesn't have to be like Severance or, you know, shows that make you question reality. And I love Severance. That's not a shot at that. But sometimes you need like charming trash TV, as Ahmed said. I also am going to give this an all-star. Like, I was cracking up all 7 of these episodes. They set up a season 2, and I am 100% down for a season 2 of this show. Like,
I am too. I'm be curious to see if, you know, now that they, I wonder if it would be like a, like how pop artists will just play, you know, songs for kids, and then whenever their second album comes out, it's like, this is the shit I actually always wanted to do, but now that I'm a more polished artist, I can do this. And so now I wonder if season 2 is going to take a little bit more risks. Maybe the jokes will be a little bit more not unoriginal, but it'll be like more like maybe more original. Like, that'll be like, you not like, there are so many times we've said to ourselves, you remember that scene from Family Guy when blank, or that scene from The Simpsons when blank. And I wonder if we'll get that version of that scene in Ted when, you know,
I think you're seeing that already, because I've seen a lot of clips on Twitter. It's like, nobody, it's like, are we seeing this joke from the Ted show? And it's like all these clips of all the stuff that happened on here. So it is making a dent in pop culture in like a viral way that happens in 2024. But yeah, like, I think it's off to a great start. People are talking about it. It's a huge hit for Peacock, who's been struggling. So you have all this mixed in. If Twisted Metal can get a season 2, I'm pretty sure Ted is going to get a season 2. So,
as long as Bel Air doesn't get a season 3, fuck that show. I didn't bother watching season 2.
Don't reboot 90s classics. Just make your own 90s.
Thank you.
Themed classic like Ted. But yeah, Ahmed, anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, just Seth MacFarlane. You know, retweet, sponsor us, you know, send us some Ted swag. Send me and Jeff a Ted Funko or a Seth MacFarlane Funko. I will gladly have it in my office.
Yes. 100%.
You have to send us money. Give us the Funko.
Just give us a real life Ted. I want a talking bear that runs around.
No, Jeff, you want a talking dump truck. Admit it.
I do not want a talking dump truck. Maybe a talking Hot Wheels car. Maybe we could throw that in there.
There we go.
Yeah. But yeah, this has been another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. That's my friend Ahmed. I am Jeff. Check out Rival Fantasy Sports. Go to joinrival.com/boxofficeqbs for $25 in free play, $10 on your first deposit, and up to a $200 deposit match. Perfect time with the NFL playoffs rolling around. But this has been Box Office Quarterbacks. We will see you guys very, very soon.